I opened up our talking page the other day, and of course there's always a quote from Gurudeva at the top, and sometimes it seems to address life as it's happening, either in my life or someone else's. This was in someone else's I was emailing, which I sent to them. This is why we are born on this planet, to evolve through challenges. We are here for no other reason. Oh, my boss here. In other words, the ordinary way of looking at major challenges is that we would prefer a life without them, right? Why would we want to face all these difficult times? Wake up in the morning and be challenged by life so severely. However, what Gurudeva is saying is that it is actually by living through major challenges and thereby gaining better self-control that we progress spiritually. Simple comparison is to Gurudeva's comment on being peaceful. It says it's fine to learn to be peaceful in a quiet place, but eventually you have to learn to be peaceful in the midst of intense activity. That we can't just say, I need a quiet place, otherwise I can't be peaceful. That's not the idea. We need to gain the self-control to be able to be peaceful no matter how busy it is on the outside. Recently we were editing our insight section on astrology. I actually wasn't editing it, not knowing much about astrology. I was reading it, correcting grammar. But it reminded me of Gurudeva's statement, because we were talking about bad periods and good periods, or periods with lots of challenges and periods with no challenges. So we tend to think that astrological periods with lots of challenges are bad, and astrological periods where everything's smooth and guaranteed to be successful are good. Well, that's true in a sense that it's easier to accomplish important things when the astrology is free of major challenges. You know, it's a good time to open a new business. If you're going to move, it's a good time to move from one state to another. But we don't want to think that challenges are bad. Because in the spirit of Gurudeva's quote, it says we need to face challenges, because that's how we gain self-control. I remember Gurudeva once said, my astrology is so good, I have no challenges, I have no enemies, I'm not making any spiritual progress at all. That's what he said. So the challenges can provide this inner progress, and the easy times can allow us to make major advancements on the outside. But both times can be good if we learn to interpret it that way. Challenges aren't bad. Of course, we don't want to be overwhelmed. It's that idea that stress makes us strong if we survive it, right? So we don't want it too intense that we can't survive it. But we don't want our life to be free of challenges, because then we don't improve our self-control. There's a chapter on self-control in the Tirukkural, and you've heard my story about it before. It was this parent, darshan section, family. There were two young kids, I think around 4 and 6, running around the room, you know, and they wouldn't stop running around. Not too fast, but, you know, they couldn't sit still. And the father admitted, he said, you know, I used to be a lot calmer before we had children. And I told him, well, that's the challenge. You know, the challenge is to learn to be calm when you do have children. And don't think it's okay not to be calm just because you don't have children. And that's what the Tirukkural says. It says, he is mightier than a mountain who in the domestic state maintain self-control, meaning married with children. You know, so it's easy. You live by yourself, you're single. Boy, am I master of self-control. Nothing disturbs me. But then you're married, you have kids, you have responsibilities, everything seems to disturb you. It's the same person. So we have to learn how to face the challenges and maintain self-control. Or said another way, get agitated less often because we're not trying for immediate perfection. You know, we're trying for improvement, gradual improvement, so that what used to agitate us the first time it happened, now it has to happen about 4 times before we get agitated. You know, that's improvement. Not perfection, but it's improvement. So, you know, we just need to be moving in the direction of improvement. So all that was in Gurudeva's one sentence. Reminded me of the Patanjali Yoga Sutra. What is experienced as the character of brightness, activity, and inertia? Oh, that's just the three gunas. It's saying that nature, or what we experience, comes in three forms. Tamas, rajas, and sattva. It is embodied in the elements and the sense organs. Its purpose is to provide both experience and liberation. Well, that's the related idea, that we're not here just to go straight for liberation. We need a certain amount of experience first before we'll be able to achieve liberation. So it's for experience. And in facing the experience in the right way, such as strengthening our self-control, we eventually end up seeking liberation. But we have to face the experience first. Oh, my comment is, each Purusha needs a certain amount of experience in the world before it is ready to transcend the world through achieving liberation. Oh, that's what Patanjali is saying, and it goes along with Gurudeva's quote, that you know, the world is where we unfold spiritually, and one of the ways we unfold is by strengthening self-control through facing challenges. This is from yesterday's Master Course. You change your own circumstances all the time, whether you know it or not. Even your mind is different today than it was a week ago. The various experiences you have brought to yourself have made it that way. Notice what's causing the experiences, right? You're a big magnet attracting these experiences. Things aren't happening to you. You're attracting them to you. So it's not arbitrary what happens. You're just a big magnet attracting everything that happens to you. So you don't want to think that someone else is the instigator of what happens to you. You're the instigator. You're attracting it. You just don't see what's inside of you that's causing all these things to happen to you. But you're the instigator. So that's, I'll read the sentence again. The various experiences you have brought to yourself have made it that way. The point to realize is that you can gain an intricate control of the various things that change in and about you. Lean the thoughts and feelings of your creation in the right direction and discover how quickly your circumstances will change their direction. This is the secret of self-control. This is the practice of yoga. Try it and lose the habit of concern, for concern is only a byproduct of a part of the mind being out of control. That's very direct. Concern is only a byproduct of a part of the mind being out of control, so we don't want concern, that's for sure. Well, what Gurudeva is saying is what's going on inside of us relates to what happens outside of us. So if we change what's going on inside of us, because we have total control over what's going on inside of us, right? It'll change what's going on outside of us. So well, let's read that again. The point to realize is that you can gain an intricate control of the various things that change in and about you. Lean the thoughts and feelings of your creation in the right direction and discover how quickly your circumstances will change their direction. Oh, isn't that interesting? So I think that's enough deep thinking for this morning. Two things tied together better than I thought they would. Okay, have a wonderful day.